Good morning, Symphony Church. We are continuing in the book of Mark, and today I'll be reading for us from chapter 13, verses 14 through 23. But when you see the abomination of desolation standing where he ought not to be, let the reader understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let the one who is on the housetop not go down, nor enter his house to take anything out. And let the one who is in the field not turn back to take his cloak. And alas for women who are pregnant, and for those who are nursing infants in those days. Pray that it may not happen in winter. For in those days there will be such tribulation as has not been from the beginning of the creation that God created until now, and never will be. And if the Lord had not cut short the days, no human being would be saved. But for the sake of the elect whom he chose, he shortened the days. And then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or look, there he is, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform signs and wonders to lead astray, if possible, the elect. But be on guard. I have told you all things beforehand. So during our devos these past couple days, we spent time reflecting on how Christ's warnings to the disciples and to the crowds he was speaking to also apply to us today. Now, the circumstances and the exact ways that the things that he warned us against manifest around us might be a little different, but the truth remains that the words of Jesus are as true today as they were thousands of years ago. And with that in mind, as we look to our passage, we see quite the scary picture. Jesus describes in great detail the severity of the suffering that will take place in the future day of tribulation. He describes an evil so great that we're to flee to the mountains, not even stopping to grab our possessions. He laments for those who might be pregnant or who might be nursing infants, because their suffering will be that much harder. He says that there will be such intense tribulation that the likes of it would have never been seen before in the history of mankind. And this is a fearsome warning, and we might be tempted to just interpret it metaphorically. You know, it gives us comfort when this isn't a real warning. We might be tempted to say, Jesus was actually just warning us about the hardships that we'll face in everyday life. He was just warning us about the suffering we'll endure, which comes from our efforts to live a life that is pleasing to him. And as good as that might sound, and as uplifting as that takeaway might be, that is not correct. As Christians, we'd be foolish to go about our life ignoring the warnings of Jesus regarding the eventual collapse of this world before he returns. He tells us plainly that everything around us that we're familiar with, the things of the world that might have been sources of security and comfort, all of those things will one day meet their end. You know, that's why it's silly for us to put our trust in any of these things. Because when the day of tribulation comes, the very things that we're trusting in are going to be the things that crumble away. You know, again, I said this yesterday, but I'm not trying to be some sort of doomsayer when I say that there is going to be an end to this world as we know it. But actually, it's a sign of great hope, because we know that as Christians, as people who believe that Christ is the Savior of the world, we know that there has to be this wiping away of the old and coming in of the new as he ushers in the kingdom of God. And until then, we know that the only way to endure this future day is by clinging to Jesus. By putting our faith in him, we're putting our faith in someone who is eternal, who isn't temporary. And not only that, but we're putting our faith in someone who is supremely powerful and supremely good. So for us, the best thing we can do, the best way we can respond to the warnings in this passage, is to constantly be prepared by already clinging to Jesus right now. You know, Jesus ends our passage today by giving the command to be on guard, and that he has told us all things beforehand. Jesus has given us all that we need to be ready and prepared for the tribulations that are to come in those final days. But how do we know that we're prepared? Well, If our safety is in our ability to look to Christ and to cling to Him alone, then we can be prepared by knowing Him and by being by His side now. Jesus says to not trust those that say, "Look, here is the Christ," or "Look, there He is." He says that many false Christs and false prophets will try to convince us of their legitimacy. But for those who know Christ and are familiar with being by His side, it's easy to see whether it truly is our Savior that's standing in front of us or whether it's not. You know, in John 10, Jesus says, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of My hand." This should be the picture of our relationship with Jesus, to be a sheep to our shepherd, listening always for His voice and following Him through both green pastures and dark valleys. For us, whether you're going through a light and joyful season or a heavy and difficult season, it does us immense good to familiarize ourselves with Jesus, to not just know about Him and who He is, but to truly, intimately walk with Him and invite Him into your circumstances. You know, to experience Jesus in our suffering and Jesus in our rejoicing. To accept His grace every day, knowing that He has given it all for us to live by His side. Do you know the voice of our shepherd? Do you listen for it constantly, every morning and every night? Are you immersed enough in the presence of Jesus to be able to discern His eternal safety versus the false, temporary safety offered by the many things of this world? You know, no matter your answer to this question, I just want to remind you today that Jesus is available to you. If you want to know the voice of your shepherd more, if you want to be familiar with Jesus and to continue to go deeper in a relationship with Him, an intimate and personal one, then his arms are wide open for you. All it takes is for us to look to Him and to say, "Lord, I want to know You. I want to be close by my shepherd." So today, can we just pray that over ourselves? I'll give us a little bit of time just to reflect and to talk to Jesus before I close. Oh Lord, we thank You that You are our shepherd and that we are Your sheep, and that as long as we know Your voice and follow You, that You will give us the safety that cannot be taken away from us. Lord, as we face the reality of this world not being our final resting place, help us to not put our trust in these other things, but instead to look to You, Lord, to find safety and strength in You. Lord, I pray that we are hopeful, Lord, as we look towards the future, that we're hopeful of the kingdom that is to come. Lord, may we start to live that out today. May we start to think about those things. Lord, we thank You. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.